It was Sabbath night, November 20, 2004. That night, my dad got a phone call that would change my life. But first, let's back up a little bit. I grew up in Arkansas, and I had the two best friends in the world. Our little group was made up of my sister, myself, and those two boys. We did everything together. We lived only 3 minutes walk away. We went to the same church. We rollerbladed, biked, went hiking, swimming, you name it, we did it, and we did it together. They weren't just like friends to me. They were like my brothers. When I was 8 years old, though, my family decided to move. We moved to Oregon, and my friends were still back in Arkansas. 6 months after that was that night, that Sabbath night, when we got that call. We learned that they had been in a car crash. Their mom was killed instantly, and their dad probably wouldn't survive. To me, this was a tragedy. Why? Why was this happening? Why did this happen to my best friends? Why not someone else? That night, my family, we prayed in the living room, and we cried ourselves to sleep. We prayed for weeks, in constant prayer. But eventually, they took their dad off of life support. You know, I heard people quote Romans 8, verse 28, where it says, "Everything works together for our good, for the good of those who love him." I didn't see that. How is this good? How could God use this? Why is this in his plan? No, I don't get it. I was crushed by this. I was heartbroken, and I felt like my life just shattered. I struggled with God. Eventually, I just let him go. After all, why have faith? Why believe in a God when he didn't answer my prayers? Why should I trust in a God when it seems like he didn't care? I was left in the dark. I didn't see the light. This changed me. This changed me as a person. I shut down. I became robotic. I did things because it's what you do, because I was told to. I went through 5th grade, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, just going through the motions, just flying on autopilot, not knowing where I was headed. I let go of God, but he still led me. I shut my eyes to his light, but he was still there. I decided to come to UCA my freshman year. As soon as I got to that dorm over there, I wanted to find out who was my roommate. So we checked in. We asked the deans, my roommate's name? It's Jordan Wagner. I smile now, but back then, my reaction was, what? Why? No. I don't want this. Why does my roommate now have to share a name with the best friend that I lost? All it seemed to do, all I thought it would do was stir up old memories. The pain, the sadness. I did end up rooming with Jordan. And it was a good year. The friendships that I built that freshman year, the relationships that have lasted. I met great guys like Jordan and Isaac and Zach. You know, you guys don't know it, but you were my support. You guys don't know it, but you showed me the light. But not only were these new friends there, but God was also there. It's like he says in Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. I learned that God replaces loss with something better. He has plans for our lives, for our broken lives. He mends us, he fixes us, he puts us together. He fills in those holes, those cracks that are left. Look at what he did with Joseph in his life. Joseph, he was sold into slavery by his own brothers, but he held on to God. He held on to God, and God worked in him. God took him from slave to being the leader of his master's house. But then tragedy struck Joseph again, and he gets thrown into prison for a crime he didn't commit. Prison, hopeless. But God still was there, and he still held on to God. And God took him from down in prison and raised him up even higher. He raised him up to be second in the land, second in command, just under Pharaoh. In my life, God has replaced what I have lost with better things. I lost my best friends. I was sad, heartbroken, alone. But God gave me new friends, strong relationships. He gave me people that were there for me. He gave me hope. I didn't ever have to feel alone because God was always right there with me, right beside me. You know, I don't know where my best friends are today. I just hope that God has filled them like he's filled me. You know, I don't know what you've gone through. I don't know what any of you have gone through or what you might be going through right now. What you might be struggling with, what you might be experiencing at this moment. But no matter what we go through, God has given us his word, his Bible, to give us hope. There are quite a few verses, promises that he's given us. Nahum 1 verse 7. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when struggles come. He will be close to those who trust him. Hebrews 13, 5, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. Deuteronomy 31, 6, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you. He will not ever abandon you. 2 verses later, he says it again. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Joshua 1, verse 9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. Isaiah 41:10, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. And Mark 6, verse 50, Jesus himself says, do not be afraid. Take courage, for I am here. We can trust in these promises because it's just as he says, he will never fail us. He will never abandon us. He went through it all for us. And he will be with us through it all. I like the verse on our student week of prayer bulletin. Isaiah 41:13. It says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thee, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. All we have to do is hold on to him. But even if we feel like we can't, even if we don't have that strength to hold on to him, he will never, ever let go of us.